Today is Vision Health Month, a time to raise awareness about eye health and the importance of getting an eye exam by an OAO optometrist. Now, Dr. Anna Jurisic joins us to talk about low vision in patients and ways to manage it and improve sight. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, is low vision, is that something that is just common with seniors or...
Well, no. I think we should start, actually. What is the definition of low vision?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great way to start.
Yeah.
So low vision is anyone whose vision is actually not quite as clear. So if it's 20/50 or less, when we talk about the acuity, when someone comes in and looks at the eye chart. Mm-hmm. So to give you an idea, if someone no longer is able to see well enough to drive, mm-hmm. they're now considered low vision.
Right.
Which is not quite to the same stage as someone who's legally blind.
Mm.
Now, legal blindness is 20/200 or less. And when we talk about someone with legal blindness, they actually, 85% of people who are legally blind have some usable vision.
Okay.
So there's ways that we can help them see and maximize the vision they still have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do.
Mm.
Now, you were clipping something onto your frames there. What's that? What was that exactly?
Yeah, that's the Auracam My Eye 2.0. It's an intuitive camera system that's actually been developed in Israel. And it's a wonderful device for someone who has limited vision or even no vision. And so what the intuitive camera does, it will actually pick up text and read it back to the user automatically. And you can save up to 100 known faces. So if a family member or friend is standing in front and they can't recognize their face, it will actually identify who that face is based on how it's been recorded in the system. You can use it in the grocery store, look at barcodes, because it's actually up to 4 million universal barcodes have been actually saved in it.
Oh my God.
If you're holding currency, it will tell you it's 20 Canadian dollars. If it's US dollars, it'll say $20. And if it's in euros, 20 euros. And the North American version can read back not only English, but French and Spanish.
Well, wow, it's just a recent discovery.
Yeah, it finally became available in the US in 2015 and in Canada in 2016. And the one that I showed you is a new wireless version that only came out in December of 2017. Mm-hmm. So it's really impressive, and they keep updating it with just software updates.
I
that
guess
you do
they
with
would.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's impressive.
That is a very impressive thing. But what other options are there for people with low vision?
Yeah, so somebody, if they still have some vision, people do appreciate maybe being able to pick up a paper or a book and use their actual sight that they have. So I do a lot with portable digital magnifiers. And one of my favorite ones is the 12-inch screen one that came out last year. And what I like about it is instead of having the user have to move the device over top of the page as they're reading, there's actually dynamic scrolling on it so they can actually press buttons on the side and the page actually moves on the screen itself. Or it's also touch screen, so they can actually move it with just touching the screen with their finger.
Mm.
So someone who hasn't been able to read the newspaper or read a book, you can put the device on top. It'll pick up the whole newspaper column, and they can read where they're not now seeing only 2, 3, or 4 words at a time like a traditional magnifier. And what I find many people who I see, they may have been avid readers.
Mm-hmm.
With traditional magnifiers, they feel like they're actually back in grade school learning to read. It's frustrating because it slows them right down. Whereas this new technology allows them to read more freely once again.
Wow.
So who seems to be needing and requiring this low vision equipment?
Yeah, many of my patients that I see do have macular degeneration.
Because
this is something that we're finding, that 1/3 of Canadians over the age of 70 have some degree of it.
Mm.
Not necessarily that they have to get these more specialized devices. However, we do see the changes inside their eyes. So that's why it's important that they come in at least for a yearly exam. And if we see something, we might have to see them more often than that.
Mm.
But I see patients with glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and I see a lot of younger patients who might have actually, they have an inherited eye condition. It could be albinism, retinitis pigmentosa, or they've had a trauma and they've lost vision due to a trauma.
Wow.
What I find, I've been talking about this all month long, but I mean, we are in an increasingly visual world where people are in front of their phones, are in front of computers, things giving off blue light, and maybe it's too early to tell, but is there a rise in problems with vision because of this?
We have noticed that more and more people are having or living with sight-threatening eye conditions. So one of the figures is actually saying that 1/3 of people in Ontario...
That high?
Yeah.
Wow.
Over the age of 65 have a sight-threatening eye condition. Mm-hmm. Now, when we say that, their vision can be at different levels. And so that's why it's so important that they are seeing their eye doctor. And if some of your listeners haven't seen an eye doctor for quite some time and they're looking for an eye doctor, I do recommend they go on to www.findaneyedoctor.ca
yes.
to find the nearest doctor in their community mm-hmm. that could have them have their eyes checked to see if there is any concerns. Because some of these eye conditions are silent. You yeah. yourself wouldn't know you had it. And mm-hmm. us as the eye doctor, when we look inside the eyes, we can see it, even though they didn't have any symptoms that
right.
they recognized.
Right.
And so you would have a history and records when someone comes in, and if you would know whether it's getting better or worse.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we do encourage that, you know, it's not that you just see an eye doctor 1 year and not come back in 5 years.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We do recommend, if you're over the age of 65, an annual eye exam. If you're younger, every 1 to 2 years, depending if there's something that we're monitoring or if there's a family history that mm-hmm. puts you at an increased risk of possibly developing an eye condition.
Right.
Wow.
So it's just so important, isn't it, to get an appointment, go and see an eye doctor.
Absolutely.
Well, and this is another thing that we've been talking about. I mean, eyes are something that people don't give the same, I think anyway, the same kind of priority that, you know, if you broke your arm, you go to the hospital. If you're not feeling well, you'd go see your doctor. Something goes wrong with your eyes, you're like, meh, I'll take care of it later.
Yeah, and sometimes it's because it's such a gradual change. So you wake up in the morning and you think, oh,
exactly.
it's just maybe mm-hmm. a little bit blurry, or you don't even notice that little bit of blur.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's not that one day you suddenly wake up and all of a sudden you're not seeing. In those conditions, that person is going to see the doctor because
yes.
they do notice something
yes.
has happened.
Exactly.
But with often these eye conditions, it's so gradual, so it actually happens over time and it may not be as noticeable to them mm-hmm. that something's going on.
And right. you sort of so often think, oh, I can live with it, or it'll go away, or my eyes will adjust.
Yeah, and with that, if there is something that is going on and it's at the early stages and it is something that could be treated, well, then you're preventing, by not going to the doctor,
yeah.
you're
mm.
actually prolonging what could be happening. There could be actually permanent damage that occurs because you actually didn't go in.
Uh-huh. So you think the important thing here is that as we conclude May being Vision Health Month, when we concluded that the one thing that is most important is to get an appointment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. And,
yeah, that's fascinating. That camera thing was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we've learned a great deal, and we hope our listeners have too.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Anna Jurisic about low vision in patients and the importance of getting an eye exam and going to findaneyedoctor.ca. Thank you.